And maybe a Rambam. Oh, that's good. And a Rambam. A Rambam. Speak about the Agoda, so I'm gonna say a few words on the Agoda, but in general on the Agoda, but according to the Shitas Rama. So the Agoda basically has, there are three components in the Agoda. Essentially, if you break down the Agoda, it's three components. The first component of the Sipur is the Shela Saben, kind of Ben Sheryl and Sipur. Then the Agoda starts off that way. Then the next thing in the Haggadah is the halachas of the Haggadah. The halachas of the Haggadah of Afilu, Kulon HaChachom, Kulon Nevonim, Kulon Miskenim. So the Baal Haggadah has himself writes this like a little Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of the Haggadah. The Baal Haggadah wrote an abbreviated Shulchan Aruch. He says, Afilu, Kulon HaChachom, Mitzvah and Lasaper Tzisvem Cholamaba Lasaper Tzisvem Reza Meshubach. So it tells you the Maisa Mitzvah Sipur and also the Shir. And the Shir, there's two ideas of Shir. The idea of Shir over here is a qualitative idea, because that's how they bring that Maisa of Lazar Yeshua. And they said, Achabotam Dein Romu Rabbasini Gizman Kriyashma Shashachas. So it means that that there's a Shir in Kamus, in Zman, but then there's a Shir in Yigiyah, in involvement. So the shir over here in involvement is that the person should lose track of everything around them. Simply, kolamaba l'sapa means he doesn't know what's happening. So that's why Rabbi Sani, Yizman Krishna Shashachas means that they will mekayim the mitzvah kolchoso in kolamaba l'sapa reza meshubach, that they lost track of any awareness of anything outside themselves. Because that's the... That's really the shir in Sipur. So you see, that's really what kind of a shir is that? It's a shir in Limud. We'll see, we'll come back to that idea. But that's a shir really in Talmud Torah. Like Chazal say, I'm a Rav, more involved in Talmud Torah. You know, Rav Blood was kind of, he didn't realize it. So it's a shir in Limud. Okay, we'll come back to that. But then he says, then you have like this. Then the Baal Haggadah goes on to the Arba Bonim, which is again a Shulchan Aruch. How you have to be Magid. So you have to be magid lefi daita shobain. Then you have, that's really the Shulchan Aruch part. Then you have the mitchila. We'll get back to what mitchila is, but basically after the Shulchan Aruch part, you have the tzei olamad. The tzei olamad, which is really darshaning the parsha of Arami Oved Avi, and then you have after that. You have the Shevach Vaidah. So really, essentially, I mean, you could break it down to more components, but basically it's three components. There's Sipur, then there's the Halachas of the Baal Haggadah, and then you have the Darshan and the Parsha of Arami Yavarabi. Okay. But what I'd like to do is I would like to learn the Rambam on the Mitzvah Sipur. The Rambam Mitzvah Sipur is very interesting. He says, Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam actually associates himself, he contradicts himself between the Yad HaChazaka and between the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And you hear the contradiction. In the Yad HaChazaka, he says like this, Mitzvah Saseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisvin aflos shenasu avasin b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osa b'nisvin shenema. Zochar sayom azeh sheyitzosim in Mitzrayim kimo shenema zochar sayom haShabbos. So the Rambam over here learns it out from the pasuk of zochar sayom azeh sheyitzosim in Mitzrayim, and he says that's just like it says zochar sayom haShabbos. What exactly he means is hard to understand. What does he mean? It's kiddush. It's a loch of kiddush. I mean, zochar sayom haShabbos is a loch of kiddush. This is a loch of kiddush. But anyways, then he goes on and he says, "Uminayin shebelel chamisha asar." How do you know the zman that the zman is lel chamisha asar? Talmud loyma v'gadta levincha b'yamahu loyma or b'avur ze or b'shor sheish matzah mor menoch mechanach. So the Rambam says that the zman of mitzvah I know because it says v'gadta levincha, and v'gadta levincha says when, Bavur Zeh. So Bavur Zeh means, Zeh always means you have to point to something. So Bavur Zeh means the matzah mar. So you see, Bavur Zeh also Hashem Li. So you see, this mana mitzvah is bishas matzah mar. That's this mana mitzvah. So it must be Laila. It must be your Leil Tezvah. So the here you see the Rambam learns the mitzvah from Zohar Sayyam Azeh. And the Gadat HaLevincha just tells us it's mana mitzvah. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, he has it reversed. He has just about the opposite. It's a mitzvah kufnin zayin, mitzvah say. He shet zivonu l'saper b'tzis zayin b'leil tezvav b'nisim b'tchilas ha'layla k'titzachus loshen ha'mesaper. He's according to his own loshen, and we'll get back to that also. V'chol mi sheyosef b'mayim ha'viyarech b'viyarech ha'dvorim b'adolos ma she'osu lanu Hashem ma she'osu lanu ha'mitzrim me'ovo v'chomos ve'ik chlokach Hashem nikmasenu mehem u'lehoides lo yisal v'alkol tev shik malonu yeyosef tev. Yeah, it's interesting. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is mashma that the halacha of Sipur really is in his own words. Kefitzachas l'shana. Interesting. And most people feel you just yetzer with reading the Haggadah. But it seems from the Rambam that that's not the case. That really the real mitzvah Sipur is kefitzachas l'shana. He has to say it in his own words. Because it's a kiyum that's bavur zeh asar Hashem li. It means it has to be his own experience. I mean, to read our God is nice, but really the real mitzvah b'shlemusa is kefitzachas l'shono and to be marich as if it really happened to him. This is bavur zeh asar Hashem li. If it would happen to a person himself, how would he do? He'd have what to talk about. So the Rambam, that's what the Rambam learns. And I said many years ago, I said from the Rambam in the Yadach HaGog, it also appears that way. That mitzvah will deal upon him, and then he says, and he goes through, he gives examples that if the ben is not a chacham, so he says, kamo eved zeh, and the chacham meidir ma she'ir alon mitzrayim v'nisim shenas lon o demoish rabbeinu hakol if he died to shalbein. So apparently the Rambam held that's the real mitzvah of Sipur is a person who do it on his own. Now, I don't know, most people aren't made that way. But somebody, I said this many years ago, and somebody now told me, a Talmud of mine mentioned to me, says that in the new Ritvaz, he found it. There's a Ksav in the Ritvaz that says that a person should really do it, if he can do it, he should do it himself, as if he himself, you know, he has this in his own language. If he can't, he has no bearer, so he's Yetzir B'dieved with the Agada. But L'chatchil, it's supposed to be really a Maisa Sipur Kilu Hu Yasa Mitzrayim. So, and it's Mistav like that. But let me get back to this point in the Rambam. The Rambam over here, Mitzvah Kufna Zayin, he says like this. He says, V'hakosiv Shebo L'Tzivui Hazer, which is the Pasuk that teaches us the Tzivui, Amro V'gadot L'Vincha Bayem Ahu. So here it's exactly the opposite. That the Pasuk is V'gadot L'Vincha Bayem Ahu. V'apirish V'gadot L'Vincha Yochum Arash Chodesh Tamalam Bayem Ahu. Okay, klam etchilas halayla ata mesaper. So here the Rambam says the limud is from Vigadat Levincha, and in the Yad he says the limud is from Zohar Sayyam Azeh. That's interesting. Over here he also has Zohar Sayyam Azeh. He goes on. He says like this. He says v'loshim mechilta mekal shenema ki yishalcha bincha yochal mishalcha bincha tamagidla tamalam vigadat Levincha afi she'en yishalcha. Even if he doesn't ask any questions. That's only if he has a son, you might think. How do you know if he doesn't have a bain? Or if his bain is not with him? See, over here he does quote the same thing, but in a different for a different raya. What is the raya from Zohar Yom HaShabbos? I don't know, but we'll try to find. Then he says, "Kvayadata loshen omrom v'afilu kulan chacham kulan nevan kulan yerim esatora mitzvah esatora kula mitzvah lein l'saper b'tzis mitzrayim." What does this have to do with it? The Rambam throws in and say for mitzvah, and also you know the famous the famous Maimah Chazal, you're familiar with that. So what does that have to do with this? He's finished early with this. He said, you might think Ein Lobein is not Chayef, Talmud Loimer, Zoch Hashem Azeh. And now he throws in, and besides, you're familiar with the Maimah Chazal, that Afil Kulon Chachom. That's a different halacha. And Ein Lobein is one halacha, and Kulon Chachom is another halacha. Ein Lobein, you might say, that he doesn't have a bein, but he has somebody that doesn't know, so he has to tell. But if everybody knows, maybe you don't. So why does the Rambam bring that in? So that's one question. But Bechlal, the whole mitzvah is hard to understand. Because the mitzvah has a lot of things. I mean, for instance, mitzvah say the first item, mitzvah say l'saper b'nisin aflo sh'nasav sen b'eretz Yisrael, the Mitzrayim. So that's one mitzvah. I understand it. Tzipur ma shehoya dvarim she'iru v'shehoya. That's a tzorah mitzvah. Then in the next halacha he says, mitzvah lo di'a labonim. Okay? Vafil lo sholu shnemi v'gad tol v'incha. Alright? So, and before it says, vafa pi she'en lo bein. Afil lo chum b'del. I mean, it's a funny kind of halacha. First of all, I would say if there's a mitzvah lo di'a labonim, and you see that the mitzvah applies off Pishayin Labain, so that's two mitzvahs. There should be one mitzvah, Sipur, okay, which you're always chayiv in, and Afil Kulon Chachom, you're always chayiv, and the second mitzvah is Leidi Labanim. But no, the Rambam, everything seems to be one mitzvah, but it's a strange kind of a mitzvah. The Rambam in one place learns that from Zohar Siyam Azeh, another case learns that from Galta Levincha, and he brings a Zohar as a support that even though in Labain, and over here he uses Zohar as the main mitzvah and Vigalta Levincha he brings as a support for this Ma'ana mitzvah. I mean, and then even Ein Lo Bein Yishayev and then it's a mitzvah like the Labonin. I mean, in Halacha a thing has to have a tzura. I mean, it has to be a uniform. There must be something straight and clear here. You can't have a mitzvah that goes in four different directions. Mitzvah is Sipur, that's one. And Sipur, and then mitzvah, even though he doesn't have a bain, he still has a mitzvah. He has a bain, he's mechuyev medila bain. I mean, where is the uniformity in the tzuras ha-mitzvah? I mean, the Torah is the nth degree of chokhmas Hashem, so it has to fit in al pisecho with the tzuras ha-mitzvah. It can't just be in all directions. This doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter this, doesn't matter that, and the mitzvah is here. It has to be a tzura, it has to be a rhyme and a reason to it. So that's one question. Then the next question I want to ask is later in Perek Shmini. So the Rambam has Seder Mitzvah, Sias Mitzvah Seder B'Leil Chamishi Asa Kacho. So he gives the Seder Mosen Kos Chol Echad, and you say Kiddush, and then you bring Shulchan Aruch, and then he says. Then he says, of course, he says, Maschum Varch Barpi Adoma after the Kiddush, Velakech Yerakum Matul Sebacharesis, the Ramah of everything in Mapo Bacharesis, Vaichel Kezayas, Huvachalam Subinima, Kol Echod Vechod Ein Echod Pachas Mekezayas, he also you have to the Bedafke Kezayas, because less than a Kezayas is not a Shir Achila. And then he says, Vaachakach Oikon Ashochon Melifne Kure Hagotel Lepada. Okay? So now you take away the Shochon from the Kure Hagotel. So you see the Rambam had over here a concept of a Kare HaGadol. Where does this come from? Where do you get a mitzvah of a Kare HaGadol? What is this? I mean, a ceremony. I mean, we didn't have ceremonies. We don't have ceremonies. We have halachos. So what's a Kare HaGadol? Where do you see this? It was about Kare. I mean, where does Kare HaGadol come into the picture over here? It's an interesting, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say really Kare HaGadol. He says, Balabayas, the Balabayas. But that also you have to understand. Where does Balabayas come in? The mitzvah sibis is on everybody. Everybody's chayav in mitzvah sibis. Whether he's a Balabayas, he's not a Balabayas, he's an Areach. I mean, there's no special, there's no difference, basically. So where do you see these differences of a Kare Hagoda and a Balabayas? Where do you see such an idea? Okay. Now, the Rambam goes on, he says, V'omar kore manishtana alayla zeh mikol alaylas. Alright, when it comes to the manishtana, here the Rambam says an interesting thing. This is something the Rav mentioned. The Rav mentioned, he asked the question, the famous question, in the four shaylas, and in the manishtana. So one of the shaylas is, Einonam atbilu l'fil pam echas, alav zeh shtei pam. So it's impossible for the Ben at that time to know the second the Tibul Sheni. So how could that be one of the Shilas? This is the whole world asks this question, the famous question. So the Rav wanted an answer. The Rav said, if you take a look at the Rambam, you look carefully at the Rambam doesn't say the Manishtana is Kashas. The Rambam says, "Va'omer ha'kirei manishtano ha'layla hazeh mikol ha'layla shebechol ha'layla esenu mabil mafil pama achas lazashtei pamim." And he goes through the four kashas. So the Rav wanted to say that the according to the Rambam, it's not four kashas. It's really the mitzvah. It's an enunciation of mitzvahs ha'layla. Va'omer ha'kirei means the kirei has to be maschil and formulate what are the mitzvahs ha'layla. So the first mitzvah is the mitzvah of matzah. Shebechol hazeh mikol ha'layla zekula matzah. Second mitzvah is the mitzvah of mora. The third mitzvah is matbilin, is because that's a halacha of karpas. That's a halacha of chayav adam laharois. There's haggadah, the sipur, but he must be. He's also chayav laharois. He has to do haseva. Haseva is laharois. That's the fourth. Kol mesum is laharois. But the halacha of Tibul is Kadesh Yish Latina, so it should be Aydei Sipur. So really the last two is the Mitzvah Sagoda, but one is Mitzvah Sagoda Aydei Dibur, Aydei Sipur, with the Aben Shail because of the Tibul. And the second one, the last one, Rama Subin, is a halacha that you have to be Laharais, you have to demonstrate Cheiros also. That Sipur must be also through demonstration. So that's what the Rav said, that really the Manishtana is really mitzvahs halayla. It's mitzvahs halayla. It's not really the shevas habayim. So interesting is though when you take a look at the Rambam Perek Shvi, the Rambam. Oh, so the kind of ben shel. The Rambam has like this. The Rambam has the achakach ekran hashulchan nekarei agad levadai. You take away the shulchan nekarei agad. The kind of ben shel. So now he asks a question. Mosim kashani the kind of ben shel. So the shevas habayim is his own shevah. Now the Ben Shail, and the father answers him. When the Ben Shail is like the Rambam said before.
The Manishtana is a Shail.
No, the Manishtana, no. He learns like this. He's learning. No, the kind of Ben, no. Then he says, a Ben Shail, like he said before. He says, V'imoy a Ben Godel v'chachon, he says like this. V'tzorach lasa shina b'layla zeh kadeh shiyira b'anam v'yishalu. The yom Romanishtan alayos hem yikol alayos at she yoshiv lehem the yom lehem kach v'kach ira kach v'kach hoya. So that's what the Rambam, when the Rambam says in Perek Shemini, when he goes over it again, so he says the kind of ben shoyal, he means over here the ben shoyal, like I said before, and then the father should answer him. Father should tell him kach hoya v'kach ira and give him the whole sipur of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. You see. So and then the Rambam says after that he says after the shelas haben then he says va'ima akare manishtana halayla zeh mikol halaylos shemchol asenochem ma'enam abilim. He goes through the four statements. So that's what the Rav wanted to say, that the manishtana according to the Rambam is not really four kashes. The kashes must be, and that's in line pretty much with what we were saying also, namely that the sipur has to be the father's own sipur. And the shela should be the Ben's own shela. That's what it should be. That's what it should really be. That you can't make agada for. I mean, that's like the Rambam says over here. The Rambam says that the Tzorach says shinui kidei shiyiru habonim v'yishalu keitzad mashana machalikram kleis v'geizim v'oikum hashulchan lefneim kaidim sheyechu v'choitfin matzazumizu. He says kiyetzim edvar melo. Any kind of shinui that makes the Ben be a shela. So that's something, because he has to ask in his own words, and the Av has to answer in his own words. Then the Kirei HaGadah, the Rambam had an institution of the Kirei HaGadah, goes back and he chazes over the mitzvahs halaylo. According to the Rambam, really, the Manishtana belongs to the Cheluk of the HaGadah that has to do with the Shulchan Aruch of the HaGadah. He starts off with the mitzvahs halaylo, and then he goes on to tell you how you're mekayim the mitzvah. I raise in the shubach, no, the whole lava. So that's the way the Rav went to learn. Ram is mashma, is very much mashma like that. What? Where? The kind of ben shel over here.
Yeah.
But no, that's what he means. The kind of ben shel means here. He wants to take away erek shulchan. Now the ben's going to be shel. Once the ben is shel, so now you answer him.
What?
No, he doesn't say shel. No, he does not say that. He says before. He says, it's interesting. So the Torah class says, Shimei Balayla Zekirdei Shiyu Rabbanim V'yishimu V'yoymu Manishtan Alazim Kol Leilas Achi Yoshiv Lohem V'yoymu Lohem Kach V'kach Yiru Kach V'kach Haya. That's the Ben Shoyal. Then he says, V'oyma Akorei.
I'm in, Kana
Ben Shoyal
what?
Manishtan. He's on Shoyal.
He's on Shoyal.
Yeah, I know, but he says, yeah, but he...
What?
Says the Kana Ben Shoyal Manishtan Achi Yoshi Lohem V'yem Olam.
So that
doesn't mean the Manishtan later. No, different Manishtan. Yeah, in general, Shin Yolayla. Because everybody learns that what I mean is the info.
So I'd
like to understand. Then the Rambam has again. I mean, I'd like to understand what the Tzuras on mitzvah. Because see, there's another part to the mitzvah. Sipur, I understand. He didn't say Sipur, I understand. And the Shilas of Ben, okay, fine. And then the Yavs Mechuyev to answer the Ben, fine. But where's the drasha? The Rambam says the drasha is. That he says like this, Vahusha Yidrosh me Arami Ovi, he says, Vahain Maskal Madia Shavonami Lafar Masrain, Vaholarosh Malana Masayan, Manisim of Flows, Shenasalon of Kerosenu, Vahusha Yidrosh me Arami Ovi, Achi Yidmar Kola Parsha. Vahala Moisif, Umarik, Vidrash, Parsha Zu, Hareza Mishulach. Okay, again, I mean Hareza Mishulach. But over here, where do you see, where did that Allah come from? To darshan the Parsha. I mean, where did, again, I mean, a mitzvah has to have a tzura. Stam, you can't go and take parshas from dashing parshas. You're asking kind of shit. Where's dashing parshas? So the Rav said like this. He said that the halacha in Agode is not just sipur, but it must be limud also. It must be limud also. That the it must be sipur on the day limud. There were people, the Gaon mentioned, that they take out a chumash and they read Parshas Bai and they fill them. That's Sipur. They get a parsha. Read about the parsha. What happened? So the Gaon said that's kfira. That's kfira. Apikorsis. Why? Because they're denying Tarshu Baal Peh. See, they held you have to reading from Tarshu Bechsav and saying that that's the Sipur is kfira. Because we hold anything again. For example, the Chuvas again. There was years ago. The Chuvas again. There was a minute like that. They said a minute that minute. On the contrary, you have to. It has to be Torah b'chsav with Torah shabalpeh. Dorei shaparsha kula. That's the way it goes because it shows you that the only. And we'll get back to why it has to be that way. But that's what the Rav said. The Rav said that the drasha has to be bedafka. It must be through Torah shabalpeh. And that's Vahushi Yidresh of Parsha Kula, because the mitzvah is, it's a mitzvah of
Lima.
And that's what I'd like to know. Well, where does this come from? That's my question. My question is, I understand it, I can accept it, it seems that it's correct, because you see, it's a funny way to tell a story. I mean, Aram Yevet Avi, Yemetzram, Vayogashom, it's a funny way to tell a story. Obviously, Chazal, when they were Mesadar it, it must be a mitzvah mitaraisa and a part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yedei Limud. But where does this again? Where do you see this? Where does this fit into the whole picture? So what I want to raise another question, and maybe with this question we can answer the area. You have the Abba Bonim, and the Abba Bonim is very interesting. I mean, it's a well known kasha. But the Abba Bonim doesn't really, when you take a look at the Torah Shebichtav, it doesn't really work. Why? Because the Abba Bonim, now take a look at the Rambam's Agada. Okay, all of a sudden it says, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, and say, Chocham Mo'oimah, Mo'o Eidus V'achutim HaMishpotim Asher Tziva Rishem Alakenu Eschem. Okay. It doesn't say in the Torah that the Chocham, that the Chocham asked this question, especially doesn't say anything about the Leil Pesach when it comes to that question. Because that's in Voschanon. It's a parsha in Voschanon. And the parsha like this, Ki Yishol Chavin Chom Mocha Leimor, Moha Eides, Vachukma, Mishpatim, Asher, Tziva, Hashem, Lekim, Voschan. It's going on Kol HaTorah Kulo. Then it does say, Mal Chavin Chavarim, Lefar, Yisrayim, Vayitin Hashem, Oysas, and Moisim, Gedolim, Veroam, Ben Mitzrayim, Lefarav, Chobesa, Vayitin Hoitz, Mishom, yeah. Vayitzavena, Hashem, but it goes on. Vayitzavena, Hashem, Lassus, Kol HaChukma, Eilo, Leyuras, Hashem, Lekim, the Tevlon Kol Ayomim, the Chayesenu Kayem Azeh, it's Dokati Yalon Kinishma, Lassus Kol Mitzvah, this nation will kill a chance one. Ramban says, they Mechuyis to tell Chayesen that there's only Tev in the Torah, and there's nothing raw. This is very reminiscent we saw in Ibn Ezra last week. Ibn Ezra on Anech Hashem Lekecha. So Ibn Ezra says that Chalila Chalila, that there should be a mitzvah that goes against the Shikul Hadas, meaning against the Das order. It can't be such a mitzvah. And he gives us, he says, if we saw such a mitzvah, he says what we would do is first we try to go to Chazal to understand it, and he says then we try to understand ourselves, and he says, and if we couldn't understand it, and it didn't make any sense, he says, Nani Chena, we would just leave it, we wouldn't know what to do, we wouldn't do it. And he gives an example, he says, Malta Meis Olaf Levavcha. He says, if we didn't know that, let's say we didn't know what that meant, he says, we would never take a knife and cut a person's heart. He says, the Shtos, they can't, that's what Ramban says. Every mitzvah is toiv, and there can't be a mitzvah that's harmful in any way. So that's a lesson of the pasuk. I said, "Vena Hashem laschal achukam ha'el liyur Hashem v'chum v'toyv lo nukol ayom l'chayesen k'ayem hazeh." He says that's part of the chi of a mitzvah is to teach the ben that there's only toiv. So you see, but this is not really, this is kol a mitzvah, kolam. This is not, has nothing to do with Leil Pesach, basically. It's not Leil Pesach. Then also, when you come to the other bonim, so you don't have, again, you don't have the it's not exact. For instance, if you say by the gadot olavincha, vayikishocha vincha end of bay, vayikishocha vincha mocha leimar mazais. So mazais is the ben, is the tam. V'mata elav the chayzik yard. So what is this? This is a strange thing. So the Chazal are taking psukim over here and they're saying Kineged Abba Bonim Dibur Torah. But the Abba Bonim are not really part of the Haggadah. I mean, the one in Von Vashchanan is talking about Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's clear. And over here it's talking about Pigyon B'chorah. So, because that's the parsha. Vayik V'yecha Hashem V'yecha Parsha Vayik V'yecha. V'vart Kol Petach Rechem L'Hashem V'chol Petach Shem G'lehema Shiyil L'chol Aschan L'Hashem V'chol Petach Hamot V'tev V'sev V'hoya Ki Shoch V'n Chol Mocha Lema Ma'azois. It's talking about the Petach Rechem. So, where does it come to Haggadah? I mean, it doesn't fit in. Yeah. So what I want to say is like this, that maybe it's a dvar chiddush, but I hope it's not too much of a dover tmur. But what I want to say is like this, that the mitzvah sipur is constructed in a very special way. You see, whether you say the Rambam Zohar Sayyim Azeh Shayitzos Mishayim Beis Avodim, or we say the Gadol Vincha. Let's take the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. Rambam Yad HaChazaka learns the Mitzvah Zohar Sayyim Azeh Shayitzos Mishayim Beis Avodim. Okay? K'moy Shinema Zohar Sayyim HaShabbos. And what does it mean, K'moy Shinema Zohar Sayyim HaShabbos? Zohar Sayyim HaShabbos tells you a halacha that there's a Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos. But just to have a Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos is not enough. but there must be an amira that expresses the kedushas ayin. That zochas yom haShabbos. So you must have a dibur, an amira, which is al ayin. Question: al ayin is the raisa, but definitely the dibur is definitely the raisa. So mid a raisa you must express zochas yom haShabbos to touch it. So you can't be silent about it. So the Rambam says the same thing is true over here. Zochar Sayyam Azashi, it's us in the Mitzrayim and base of Adam. What is this? He says, Kamoshin Emma. Exact same thing. What does that teach you? If you look at it, if the Rambam is saying it's exactly the same, what does it mean? So there's an interesting minig. The minig is, and Rab Chaim held, that it's actually given event. That the minig of saying Hallel on Leil Pesach. You see? Because Reb Chaim is a whole question. I don't know. You know what to say, right? Yes. Yeah, so the minute to say Reb Chaim held that that's the right thing. Why? Because it's really different. It says Hashir Yer Lachem Kaleil Es Kadosh Chag, and the Gemara says in Pesachim that Achilas HaPesach is Mechayev in Shir Hashir Yer Lachem Kaleil Es Kadosh Chag. So Reb Chaim held apparently that when you have the Pesach, it's tied to Mitzvah Laila. So, and I'll explain a little bit what. But Reb Chaim said that even this man said there's no Pesach, it's still a chiyuv from Divrei Nevi'im to say Hallel. Because Hashir Yer Lachem Kaleil Es Kadosh Chag. What does Leil Es Kadosh Chag mean? Leil Es Kadosh Chag means that the Leil of Pesach has a separate kedusha. This is what I want to say, that the Leil of Pesach has a separate kedusha. And that kedusha, so ordinarily in Yom Tov, the kedusha, the ikar mitzvah is always by yayin, because the ikar of the day is always by yayin. But in Leila Pesach is different. Leila Pesach has a separate kedusha halayla. Hashir yilchen kaleilas kadosh chag. The leilas kadosh chag has a separate kedusha. Now, what does it mean as a separate kedusha? What is kedusha? How do you have kedusha? Kedusha you have through mitzvahs. That's how you have kedusha. Kedusha means that the day is different. That the kodesh means different. Okay, so the halacha over here is the Leil HaPesach is unique because Leil HaPesach has a separate kedusha salayla. What is the kedusha salayla? The kedusha salayla is really the shinui halayla on the day of mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs are matzah, morah, haggadah, sipur. So the kedusha halayla is machayev. That's really leil shimur mul Hashem lo yitzim meratz Yisrael. It's a leil shimur means as a separate kedusha. So that's where Reb Chaim held. It's machayev in a halal. So when you have korban pesach. So the Hallel is tied to the Korban Pesach because the Korban Pesach is the Ikka Mitzvah Salayla, so you say the Hallel on the Korban Pesach. But if you don't have Korban Pesach, so then you don't say it on the Pesach, but you say it on the Leil Es Kadosh Chag itself. So he held it was really a halacha from the Nevi'im. And obviously it came in a Raisa. So what I want to say is like this, that's what the Rambam means when he says Zochor Kemoshin Emma Zochor Shema Shabbos L'Kachem. It means like this. It means just like by Shabbos there's kedusha, and this kedusha you have to express through kiddush. You must enunciate the kiddush through kiddush. Over here too, there's a kedusha salayla, and this kedusha salayla must be expressed through a certain formula. You see, a certain formula of dibur has to be enunciated. That expresses the kedusha halayla, just like Shabbos. The kedusha can't just be that you relax and you don't talk about the kedusha. You must enunciate the kedusha. Over here too, the kedusha has to be expressed. How do you express the kedusha halayla? There's a formula for the kedusha halayla. Now the question is, what is the formula? That's the question. Now I know you have to express it, but what is the formula? So there I say. What the Teresh Baal Peh, what the Teresh Baal Peh taught us, is that the Pshutei Shel Mikra, for instance, if you take in the Pasuk Nivam, Pshutei Shel Mikra, Vaschanan is the Shela Sachacha. So what does he say? So he says, The pasuk says, "Kivicha." Just a second. So it means in the context of Israel. So of course, I mean, there's no question about it that it's going on Kol HaTorah Kula. But this mitzvah is not a special tzuras ha-mitzvah that's only minyan ha-mitzvahs. Ki yishocha v'nchamocha. That when you come to Eretz Yisrael, when your ben asks you, so that's a special mitzvah. It's not only minyan mitzvahs. But what the Torah Shebaal Peh says, is that the dibur in this mitzvah is negeya to another mitzvah. You see, to the mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim. What does that mean? That means, really, what I want to emphasize is, I want to give the backdrop for what the Rav said. The Rav said that's halacha and limud. So what I want to say is that the halacha in limud. You see, when the Baal HaGadol says Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Nosen Torah Amo Yisrael, it's not talking about the HaGadol. It's talking Nosen Torah, the Kol HaTorah Kula. Kineged Abba Bonim Dibre Torah. What does it mean? It doesn't mean the Abba Bonim are asking questions about the HaGadol. It means Kineged Abba Bonim Dibre Torah. The Torah's chain was Mishanetz Lashon when it came to Shailas about the Torah itself. The Torah was Mishanetz Lashon. Why was it Mishanetz Lashon? So the Torah Shabbat Peh told us why. Because it's teaching Allah Lefidaiter Shoban of his Malamdai. You have to know, you can't just, your Mechuyiv not just to give him an answer, but you have to go into his Das and give him an answer according to Kefidaiter. But that's really in Kol HaTorah Kula, you see. But what the halacha is on Leila Pesach is that the Sipur HaGadol is really a min of Torah. That's why it's Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Nosen Torah. The cheftz and the formula is Torah. But what is it? What kind of Torah is it? It's Torah from the aspect of Mesera. Because Torah has an aspect of Torah is Mesera. From door to door, I mean, the whole Kol HaTorah Kula is Mesera from Moshe Rabbeinu. So an aspect of Talmud Torah is Limud HaTorah B'negeya to Mesera of the Torah, you see. So that's really the formula for the HaGadol. That's the formula for the HaGadol. So that's why the Baal HaGadol draws from Psukim that are dealing with Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, that's correct. Why? Because that mitzvah in Voschanon, obviously, if a person's Ben Yisrael Mishalah, of course it's Mechuyiv Melamed Benay. But it's also a part of a very special mitzvah on Leil HaPesach of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't just to speak out a formula, you see. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah B'Teras Mesera. So it's Limud HaTorah. That's the formula. So that's why, of course, and that's how the Rambam learned the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, where do you learn it? I'm from the Yigalta Levincha. That's the mitzvah. Because the Yigalta Levincha is really the substance of the Yigalta Levincha is Kishol HaBincha, is Limud HaTorah B'Teras Mesera. But the Rambam in the Yad changed it. Why? Because the Rambam in the Yad held that by changing it, you see, changing the emphasis universalizes the question. The other way to learn also. Let me just explain what I mean. When it says Zoch, when the Rambam says it's just like Kiddush, Zoch Hashem Shabbos L'Kasha, what is that? What question does that answer, basically? It's just like Kiddush. What question does that answer? It answers the question, you see, if it was halacha of limud, b'teres, mesera, so then it would only be if you had a ben. Then it would be if you had a ben. But if you have no ben, so then that's it. But if it's a halacha like Kiddush, it's a halacha that you must enunciate that the formula is a kiyum in the Kiddushas halayla, and the Kiddushas halayla demands a certain expression, so then it's just like Kiddush. In other words, even if there is no ben, you have to use the same formula. Because it's halacha k'moshinam ha-zochas yom ha-shabas v'kacho. So now here also zochas yom ha-zeh. So that really, you see, that's what the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's why he throws in, he says like this. He says, yocho, he says, Yochan Shocha ben Chata Magadlo. Tamalama Vigata Levincha Fishaina Shayocha. He says, Ainli Elvis Manchiesh Le Bain. Bain Elevin Atzmai, Bain Elevin Acheminayan. Tamil Lana Vayam Mashalom, Zochas Yamaze, Ratzlanish, Shehut Sivil Zocha, Kamashama Zochas Yamashavos. Ukvaya Data Lashan Omam Vafilu Kulana Chacham Kulan Nevani Kulan Yerem Zatara. What does he mean? What's the Sheikh's Kulana Chacham Kulan Nevani? We said that's a different halacha. No, because it's the same halacha. Because once the halacha is Zocha, is just like by Kiddush, so it means this is the formula. So now it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, ain't like Ben Yamukhoyev. A person can't say Kiddush, he has to say it all the time. So the same thing, just like by Kiddush, he has to say it over here also. It's halacha and Kiddush, it's halala, the formula. So of course, since the formula is Misera Labonim, so if there's a Bain, obviously, that's the limit, the Mechoyed. But even if the Bain isn't there, this is Kamosh Nema Zachas Yama Shavos. So he must do the same formula and under any situation, even though it's Ein Le Bain. And even though he's a chacham, it doesn't matter if him. That's what says kvayadata mamaram. Where did Chazal say afilu kulon chacham kulon nivan kulonim? Where did they get that from? Where did that idea come from? The answer is the idea came from the fact that they knew zochas hayom hazeh k'mashenam zochas hayom shavos. It's a fixed formula. It's not dependent on any conditions. There's no conditions. One, you can't say one Shabbos you make kiddush, one time Shabbos you don't make kiddush. It's a chiv every Shabbos. Same thing over here. That this is the formula of Torah insofar as the dimension of Masorah is concerned, but it's a fixed formula. So therefore, even if it's not really an act of Masorah, if the Bain isn't there, he's still Mechoyev to do it. So that really explains, that would explain also what the Rav said, that it's a halacha of, it must be through Torah Shabbat. Why must it be through Torah Shabbat? Because without Torah Shabbat, there's no Masorah. All Masorah is Torah Shabbat. Ish mi piyish from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the Tzorach is sheyidrash kola parsha kula, derish kola parsha kula, and if somebody would take open the Chumash and just read the Pesukim, that would be clearer, because that's not Masorah. Our Masorah is only through Torah Shabbat. We don't know how to read a Pesuk. Possibly know how to read, only because we have Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shabbat, how to read it. Otherwise, we don't know how to read a Pesuk. So it's impossible to have Masorah without Torah Shabbat. So that supports what the Rav Zichron Levracha said, that the mitzvah is really, that's why it has to be Torah Shabbat with Torah Shabbat. Sheyidrash kol ha-parsha kula. Sheyidrash kol ha-parsha kula. You see, that explains something else also. Because we said before, Rav Pollack asked about, take a look at the Rambam, he says, talk about the Manashtana. They said, there's two Manashtanas. Comes out a brisker manashtan, two manashtanas. But the truth of the matter is, it bothered me. I mean, Rafa's question bothered me. Why is it the same Russian? I mean, why is it talking the same Russian? I mean, you know, can't just say everything is brisk, everything's true. So there's got to be a reason for it. So I was thinking like this, that you see, what is really the Kedusha Salayla? Kedusha Salayla is Shinui. Shinui is Kedusha. You see, Shinui is Kedusha. What is Kedusha? Kedusha means different, separated, parosh. So the Laila is different through these mitzvahs. So that's why the Rambam says, the Ben must ask, Ache Yisho Manishtana HaLaila Zeh. He must recognize that it's Kedusha's HaLaila. He must recognize the Shinui HaLaila. That's why the Rambam has two Manishtanas. Because the first Manishtana is Mishelos HaBen. It means if the Ben's, like Taisha says, that the Taisha is not enough that Ben just says Manasha. He has to go further. But the Gemara just mentions part of it. But the Ram holds the same way. The Ram holds that in the Shelas HaBen, if the Shelas HaBen, if he wasn't Makir, that's why it says, V'tzorach lasos shinu balay lazeh, k'day shiir bon of Yishal of Yomru, manishtano alay lazeh mikol alaylois, achi yoshiv lam v'yamalam kach v'kachir kach v'kachoya. So they must come to realize Not just the question, of course, is extremely important, but they must realize there's Shinui HaLaila there, this Kedushas, this Leilas Kaddish Chag. This is a different Laila. It's not like every other Laila. And that's why the Kore HaGodah goes back and he goes over again. After the Manashtan HaLaila, then we call Leilas, Shabbachol HaLaila, it goes through all the mitzvahs HaLaila, because he shows the Kedushas HaLaila of the mitzvahs. He has to go back over and show, because the Ben just comes to realize that there is something here. there is a Kedusha Laila, and he has kashas. So you have to answer his kashas, but then you have to go and teach him further that the Kedusha Laila is based on the mitzvahs. You see? So really, really, it fits in very well. It fits in very well.
He's asking, give me the makar. Where do we learn that? And I have to answer them. You got to learn the body, that's what I should do. The Shushi is
not to learn
him everything. When the limut, when
Another, I wanted to mention
the Lichten the Shaila.
That's it. The Shaila, that says Chacham Mo Oimer. So it's speaking about the Chacham says Mo Idus Vachukim Vamishpotim. You see, Vachukim Vamishpotim. Hashatzilo Shemokin Raskan. So of course the developed Yisakashas wasn't the Shaila's Chacham and the Shaila's Rosh. Rosh is Mo Vazachem. But the difference is very good. The difference is, like I said, because he Mo Idus Vachukim Vamishpotim means all the mitzvahs come under three categories. Idus is a mitzvah like mezuzah. Mezuzah is Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichud Hashem, and Ahavasei, the Talmudai, so that's Eidus. The mitzvah has an idea, like the Rambam says, you walk out of your house, and you see a mezuzah, so the person knows, he goes to Derech HaYosha, once he thinks in his mind, Yichud Hashem, and Ahavasei, the Yerosei, and Limudai, so he goes, he has a different day. That means that mitzvah associated with that idea. But you have, for instance, Par Aduma, which is a Chayk, so even though Rashi brings down Moshe Darshan gives the whole shot by Paraduma, but I hold that if the Kayan, if he had in mind that he's doing it because of these reasons, I hold it wrong. Why? Because those reasons are not a part of the mitzvah. Very nicely is Yofa Lidrash, a person can darshan. But to say that that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why he did, no, that's a chayk. Chayk is ain't l'chor shis l'harachara. We don't know. You have a right to darshan? Yeah, that's one thing. But to say this is what it is, that you don't have a right to do. Why? Because chukim really is l'svunosei and chayka. Certain mitzvahs, it's still a chayk. Yeah.
Why?
Because you can't, because...
That's
right. And that's correct. That's good. But even if you did give an answer, it still would be a chok. Because chok means l'svenasa in cheke. That a person has to recognize the chokmas Hashem, you know, the kikidarshin, but to say this is it is far, far, far from the truth. We can understand a little bit. So the same thing, just like it's true, l'svenasa in cheke is true with regard to the world, with regard to the universe, that a person cannot understand chachmas Hashem ultimately. He could gain some knowledge, yes, but to understand is absurd. Because chachmas Hashem is ain't so. And the same thing is true in the Torah as well. That's why by Eidus, you have Eidus was given to you with a certain idea. Over there, you're not supposed to say chach. The person walked by a mezuzah and say, it's a chach, I don't know why I'm doing this. That's wrong, because there, Kadosh Baruch Hu told you that this is associated with this idea. And that's the mitzvah. And if you don't do that, you're missing the whole benefit. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to perfect ourselves through the idea of Yichud Hashem, Avosei, V'Yerosei, V'Limudei. But by Paraduma, he didn't tell us. So over there, we recognize on the contrary, it's L'Svenosei and Cheka, you have a right to be Derish, yeah, it could be a right. It's like the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvah, before he gives the Tamei Mitzvah, he says, I hold these Tamei Marayas, but I can't say it. A person can't say. He's only a bus of a dumb, and maybe he's wrong, and maybe he's a little bit right, and maybe this, that, another doesn't have a right to assume that. So that's Eidus and Chukim. And Mishpatim is different. Mishpatim is based on the Tzedakah or Mishpat, Lasei Tzedakah or Mishpat. That's a different concept. That's a concept of justice, that is learning from Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the whole world is Tzedakah or Mishpat. And that's Ratzon Hashem, that's Ma'u Afato, that's the Derech of Avraham Avinu, Ki Yedatev Umana Shei Tzaves, Bonov, Shomer Derech of Hashem, Lasser, Tzedakah, Mishpat, so that's Mishpatim. So the Torah really has three, has over there in the country. There a person is supposed to learn the Mishpat, and understand the Mishpat, and do the Mishpat, and live by the Mishpat. Mishpat and Tzedakah and Emes, that's a Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's a different category of mitzvahs. So the Chacham asks the Kasha, so you look how the Baal HaGadol answers. V'afato emaloi kehilchas ha-Pesach, ein maftir nach ha-Pesach ha-Pikana. So the question is, they always ask the question, they say, where's the Mishpatim in Pesach? You're not going to find, the Baal HaGadol doesn't say that they will show me Eidos and Chukim and Mishpatim. Okay, Eidos and Chukim, you wouldn't have a hard time showing. But Mishpatim, you're going to have a hard time. I saw somebody try to do it, it's a little forced. You know? I think according to this chat, you don't have to force it. Because the Pasuk really is speaking about Kol HaTorah Kulo. But the Baal HaGadol says that the Leila Pesach is a special mitzvah that you must use these mitzvahs to answer the question. So when the Chacham asks, so you say, what kind of halacha is that in maftinach ha-pesach avikaymon? Because the halacha of maftinach ha-pesach avikaymon is that sheyehei tam ha-matzah b'fiv, tam ha-pesach b'fiv, bizman ha-bayis and bizman ha-zeb, tam ha-matzah b'fiv. Why? Because it's a kedushas halayla, it's a mitzvah halayla. So he should recognize that it's a different halayla, that this is a halayla of mitzvahs. So therefore, it's simply showing you, so it's edus. So he's showing you from that pasuk that you must answer the mitzvahs halayla have to be explained to him through the categorization, like the pasuk says, Mo'edus v'chukim ha-mishpatim. So that's afatam v'chukim ha-pesach. You have to use Hilchos HaPesach to answer his question. Of course, if he has more questions, you have to answer all his questions. But essentially, the mitzvah b'tzurasa is to take the mitzvah halayla. That's what the Baal HaGadol says. Kol shloy omar shloy shloim pesach lo yetsa yechavose. Ve'elohim pesach matzomar. What does it mean? It means to say that there's a chiyur to teach Torah, limud ha-Torah, al yidei mitzvahs halayla. Bavur zeh osa da shemli. Bavur zeh osa shemli rashi. Bavur zeh osa shemli rashi. It means the man she'eshma mitzvah. So this is an example of mitzvahs. These are right now, he has in front of him two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of rice of matzah and mitzvah of bon avmar. So you have to explain to him the mitzvahs, the shmiras on mitzvahs, and if you don't explain to him, so then you're lacking in the whole sipur, which is limud ha-Torah from the aspect of mitzvah. Of Nesarah. Nesarah is mechai of you to answer him and to answer him through the mitzvahs that are right there in front of him. That's basically the pshat I wanted to say. Any other questions?
No, just understand better now
the Shalos Rosh. Oh, yeah. Shalos Rosh. See, what is Shalos Rosh? Shalos Rosh is, see, the Rosh is not a tipish. The Rosh could be very intelligent. The worse Hashem, the more intelligent the Rosh is, the worse he is. So that's. But you'll notice what is the shaila of the Rosh? The Rosh says more avodas eslachem. What does it mean? It's interesting. You see, it's called the Ben Rosh, but basically the Ram doesn't. The Ram doesn't have the Kli Daitish or Ben of Lamba doesn't have the Rosh. Why? The reason is there's an answer for that also. This answer there too. Why doesn't Rama have the Ben Rasha? He says Kafi Daita, he's a Tom, he says he's a Tom HaChochem, that's all, there's a Rasha. There's no mitzvah to tell a person that he should look forward to have a Ben Rasha Achman Aslan. But the Torah tells you, because the Torah is talking about Kol HaTorah Kulo. Kol HaTorah Kulo, it means that there is unfortunately a Rasha. So you have to know. So the Torah says you have to know the answer. But the avodas eslochem, what is the content of the Rosh? Mo avodas eslochem. It means to say the Rosh holds, and I want to show you. You see, people associate wrong thing with Rosh. Rosh is not just a mean person. You know, a mean person. I mean, Rosh is a person that has the wrong idea. In Yahadus, this is something the Rambam always emphasizes, that in Yahadus, rishus is lack of chokhmah. Lack of seichel is the worst rishus. The lack of emes is rishus. Like the Rambam says, the Eved Vodazor could it's not their fault, they were raised this way. Yeah. But it's sheker. Person is tied to sheker, has to be wrong. Emes is tzadik, tov, and ra is sheker. The Rambam, this is the Rambam b'chol. Everybody holds like that. The Rambam emphasizes that a lot. So especially in the Maariv Ruchim, he mentions a lot of that.
So the idea is like this. The Rosh says Mavar Zachem is like this. It's really in today's world, if I may say that. It's very nice ceremony you have, but this is Avodah Zayislachem. This is something that you do. It's not a real thing. This is your thing. The Nevel today said, this is your thing. What's your thing? It means you have your thing, I have my thing. There's no MS here. See, the Russia, the what is wrong with the Russia is the Russia denies MS. And that's mamish. That Russia is today's society. Because in today's society, what do they emphasize, and especially in the college, everything is skepticism. I don't know. You want to do this, you do this. Either you live this way, you live that way. Every way is right, because everyone has a right to his way. That is true in terms of a democracy, that's true. And running a democracy, Baruch Hashem, they run the democracy, that is good for us. But in terms of MS, that's not an MS, you can't say everybody's right. That is the kasha to Russia. Russia is, this is Lachem. It means this is your thing. I have my thing. Lachem v'lavoy. This is yours. He's not mean. He's not saying you're no good. He's very nice. He's friendly. He's friendly. He's asking questions. But he says this is not an objective reality. This is subjective. You like to do this. You enjoy it. I respect your religion. This is your, you like, you enjoy it. Yeah, tell me about it. I want to hear about it. On the contrary, it's very friendly. But the Rishi, why is he called the Russia? Because he's denying the Amitus Hadava. He's saying, Lachem v'lala. You like it, it's fine. Me, I don't have to like it.
But the other one, the Chacham says Eschem.
No, Eschem is different. Mo'a Eidus v'achukim v'amishpotim ma'asher tzivar Hashem alekeinu Eschem. That's different. That means there's a Messiah. He's right. The Chacham is, he has a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai, and I want to understand what are the categories. What's Eidus, what's Chukim, what's Mishpatim. What do we have here tonight? Do we have Eidus, we have Chukim, Mishpatim? What is it? What's going on? So he's saying it's MS. He wants to learn. Asher Tzivar Hashem Elokeinu Eschem means Amitus. Hashem Elokeinu MS. So he wants to understand the MS. But the Russia is the one that denies the MS. He says, yeah, I respect what you're doing. I respect it very much. It's a very nice ceremony. Tell me why you're doing it. I'm interested in hearing about it, but it's not objective. It's subjective. You like it. That's what I said. Va'afata emavahata hake eschinov. And what's the answer to the Russia? The answer is, what does it mean? It means to say that the Russia always says everything is subjective. So you have to show him that if a person believes like that, what would happen? He wouldn't exist. He would not exist. It would be like if a person, the marshal, would say, oh, it doesn't matter, this doctor, that doctor, you go to any doctor you want, whatever you believe is as good as good. That's a denial of reality. Denial of reality, he wouldn't be alive. He would be dead. So that's why you have to show him that with that hashkofa, that there's no MS, so he would never exist. He wouldn't exist. Because Geula depended on the Amitus, the recognition of the Amitus. So it means to say that he would be dead, basically. So you have to show the Russia how his method leads to his own destruction. See, that's the share. That's Kifi Daita Shobain. Is you have to show the Russia how logically what he's doing is going to lead to his own destruction, and he would cease to exist. That's really the answer to the. That's the Bain Russian and the Bain Chacham. Okay. So, let me just conclude with this. I mean, it says. You have to do kefi according to your own sipur. So I mean, you say that a person has to work something out on what impresses him, or what's his chelik in the gula. That's okay. That's right. So I want to just discuss is in terms of the sipur. What I wanted to say was that the dvon shiru, dvon shahoyu is very interesting. To me, I was looking into the dialogue between Paroi and between Moshe Rabbeinu. The dialogue in Paroi and Moshe Rabbeinu straight through is very interesting. There's really four steps in the dialogue. You see, and the Rambam explains, one of the things Rambam says in the Maariv Ruchim is that if a person understood more about Avodah Zorah, you see, the Derech HaTorah is Kol HaKoifer B'Avodah Zorah, is Gila Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and conversely. So the Rambam says that there's certain things that we lost, he says, that it's a Chasson Yediyah, but if you have the idea, it would help you understand the Derech HaEmes even more. He says, because the Derech HaEmes is Zelu Mazeh. So the Rambam says in the Mari, he brings in certain things, he says that he found that gives you even a deeper understanding. So there's one of the things like this. In the first time, you see, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, so what did he say to Paroi? So he said like this. So the Ibn Ezra all unfortunately say when it says Loyadati Hashem doesn't mean he didn't know of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because even the Mitzvah, Milo Yerocha Melech HaGoyim, Yirmiyahu says that even the Goyim recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing is that they think there are other forces, other powers besides the God, and those are the ones that they worship. That's the Vayda. So he says, Lo Yadates Hashem, Vayomro Lekeo Ivrim Nikla Leino, Nelcho No Derech Shloish Yom Bamidba Nenizbucha Lo Hashem Alekeno, Pen Yif Ge'enu Badever Oy Vachorav. And he even says, Pen Yif Ge'enu mean all of us, Badever Oy Vachorav. So it's interesting. But the old day of Avodah Zorah, you see, what they hold is, what was so startling, what was a startling thing that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, you have to realize that the Rambam says that a Novi had tremendous courage to go in front of a melech, a powerful melech that could kill him instantly with a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was his own bechira. He had to have that courage to do that. So it was he had to use chachman, he had to have the courage to do it. So what Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi in the first instance, you see, in every step in the dialogue with Paroi, he teaches Paroi something more. A new idea about Yahavis. It's an interesting thing. And this supports something else that the Rav said. The Rav said, because the Rav said that really, ultimately, it was supposed to be what he says in the end, he says, that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, initially, Paroi had Bechira. He could have joined Kol Yisrael. And if he would have done that, so it would be a whole different system. So he had the opportunity, but he turned it down. He turned it down, but he got Kodesh Baruch Hu, gave him the chance. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Lekeo Ivrim Nikra Leino," you see, first he says, "Koyam Hashem Lekei Yisrael Leyadati Yisrael Leganis Olah Shalach." He says, "Lekeo Ivrim Nikra Leino." What was strange about this? What was strange is like this. You see, by the Oyvei Avodah Zorah, when one nation defeats the other one, so the gods are defeated. See, that's what really the Navi supports that. Because the Navi says, you see, when Rav Shake threatened the Jews, he said, you're lying on your God, he says, Aye Kemaish, what happened to these other nations? So by the Eidei Avodah Zorah, when the nation is defeated, so they lose their religion because Yavarai, you see, didn't work, their gods didn't work, you see. Lahavdil Bakal Yisrael, and it's a funny thing, one historian said that's the difference that he noticed between Jews. He says they're never defeated. This is all hashgacha. They never lose the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their God. See, that is so. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi, Elekeho Ivrim Nikrolenu, that was something Paroi couldn't understand. What do you mean, Elekeho Ivrim? You're slaves. You're defeated. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, it has nothing to do with it. That is simply the Ratzon Hashanah Hashgacha, but in terms of our relationship to God, it's exactly the same. There's no difference. Elekeo Ivrim Nikrolenu. The Elekeo Ivrim is still here. You see. So that was something. Lo Yadati Es Hashem. V'gam Es Yisrael Lo Yashlich. I don't understand that idea. That he couldn't understand. You see. Then in the second, everyone, if you take a look, everyone is, he introduces, Moshe Rabbeinu introduces a new idea. Then you have the Makis. Then what happened after the Makis? So he says, finally he says, yeah, finally, yes. He says, If all right. If Flacy Beamor says Geshen, right, the something this may be a Mochi Yasham came by Yavar of Kove, base of Pare, base of Vodov, and by Yikra Pamashlam, by Yamal, who Zivchul or Lakechem Boritz. You see, the who Zivchul or Lakechem Boritz. That one gave in already. So, Vayamash, Loinochen Lasakin. Why? Ki Tayavas Mitzrayim Mizbach Lashem Lakenu. Hey, Mizbach as Tayavas Mitzrayim Lainayim Valoyus Kununu. So what was he saying? He was saying to Parai that you don't understand. We have to shecht your God. So that's why, you see, it's not only that the Elikeo Ivrim demands that we recognize that we have to declare even demands that we're oiker and kefir b'avayt azar. You see? So Parah said, but then he changed his mind. Then again there were more makos, and what's the next? Then they have another dialogue. He says like this. So what was the next step? The next step was that Parah said, okay, you have to go out, I understand. But the only ones that have to go, and the Aveda has to stop, basically, I understand, because the Gvorim are the ones that... But there's no reason to take everybody. That doesn't make any sense. So why does everybody have to go? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you don't understand. This is not your idea of the way you worship your Avodah Zarah. We have no sheikhas to that whole derech. You see, and you think you have to do whatever you have to do for your Avodah Zarah, you do. With us, it's not a matter we can't do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Malach HaLaz Kavad. There's nothing to do for him. We do for ourselves. That's the one of the Yisrael Adas is that what we do is the Toiv Lanu Kol HaYamim, as Ramban mentions. It's always the Toiv Lanu. It's not whatever we say. Shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramban says, is Shtos Vahevo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us permission to do it with Toiv Lanu. So Moshe Ben told like this, your idea is wrong because you think that you have to do something for your Avodah Zarah, but for us, what we do is all for us. So we have to go everybody together, because everybody has to realize that this is the way by Hakel it says. Hakel it says, Om, Anashim, Anashim, Ataf. Why? Anashim, Boaz, Hashmoya, and Ataf, Lintens, Chalam, Neviyayim. So the Neviyay Ataf, it's a recognition that our whole faith is Biyar Hashem, the whole Ummah. So all of us have to be there. This is for us. It's a different concept, a different idea of Avodah, you see. So that was, and then, so then he didn't let him go. Then the last one was where he said, Gam atah titein b'yadein zvachim v'ayles. Was, he said, yes. V'ekifah ha-mashem v'chu d'sar Hashem, rak tzoinchem v'karchem yitzor gam tapchem y'elechim ochem. Okay, I understand. But there's no reason to take That was the last thing. What was the answer? The answer was like this. And you see, again, Moshe Rabbeinu told me you have the wrong idea. Because you think you know what your Avodah Zarah wants. But we say, with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know. It's only mitzvah Hashem. We can't determine. So we have to take everything, and then it depends what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mitzvah. It will say Shech Dolar, and if Shech Dolar, and say Shech Wanjah. So we don't know. There's no way that we could know what our God will tell us to do. We can't make up our own mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are only the Hashem. Exactly. So he was showing him the difference. That's it. It's in Leitz Leitzel Zulim. We know. That's it. Even a Ben Noach is osser. Today you have Ben Noach. What's the big problem with Ben Noach? Because they're osser to be meisif anything. That's a lot of outside of Ben Noach. So that's a whole Derech Hashem. So he told Parah, he says, then that's the mistake. And he said, Gam ata titen b'yadein uzvachin v'oilais. So the question is, what kind of a thing is that? What I think it means like this. I mean, you're saying a pshat, perhaps it's a drush, but I think a lot of times Lashon Osid and Lashon Tzivu is the same. What Moshe Rabbeinu meant was like this, that if you understand this, then if you makabel this last step in Avodas Hashem, and you understand what I'm telling you, then Gamata Tikkun Beidin is Vachon Vayros. Yes, correct. So it's not Gamata Tikkun Mitzavim, but he says this is the last nekuda that he presented to Parai to give him the bechira to be able to be mekabel, and he wasn't mekabel. So yeah. Yeah, that's true. The Ram, there's a different shot among that. The Ram learns that he took away the bechira completely, like you're saying. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the ideas. He still gave him the ideas, you see. But others want to say that it doesn't mean he took away the Bechir. Others want to say that they gave him strength to confront the Moshe, because the Moshe was so overpowering that he would lose it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahbid Libo, so he'll be able to be in a position where he will be able to make a choice. That's others want that choice. But at any rate, that's the... So you see the Chesed Hashem, the Chesed Hashem was that not only for Klal Yisrael, but even the Mitzvah had an opportunity, to be Makir Emes. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Parai Yisaitis. He's teaching Yisaitis. So basically, okay, we'll stop here. I just want to conclude by saying that Si Alocha L'Sapa Menisim V'Neflois and the Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the HaKadosh HaTev HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mitzvah Gedola, but HaKadosh HaTev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, is also being Odom HaChaveros. You have to be Makir Tev. So I just want to mention that I'm Makir Tev to Rav Tzvi and my Chaver for something that, we had the schut to learn under Moshe Zechon Levracha. And I think the greatness is godless. The Velt says, and we saw it too, was his Pashtus. So that Pashtus is nit as a Pashtus. It's not so easy. And when I think of my Chavashaf with Rav Tzvi, I always feel as a Pashit Achav. It seems like a double Pashit, but it's not so Pashit. And Amakitay for is inviting me to speak. And Bechlau, I feel he's a person that, a person in life lives through different things. He's somebody that I feel I wouldn't hesitate to go to, and I have, for an Eitzah, for Chesed, and I want to express my thoughts to tell you the poetry.
Giving us the shiur is beautiful, really. So beyond what I was even expecting. Baruch Hashem, I want to wish you with the whole mishpucha, you should be able to be ma'abit steire, rabin, and the yafitzim and nesecho achitza. Be able to be ma'abit steire, mitoch nachas, barachuvi, bris, hagibu nefesh. Yes, the emissary, I must say, the Chavashaft is very true, and we cannot even express it in words, the way it is. The Freines from Moshe that we had, we learned there, and we had Takina Chabura that we said Chaburis, one we said, one Adonis said, Duvik, and so on. This, I don't think that it will be again. This is history. And a person like Moshe, or like the Ruch, or any others, this is already a number which is discontinued, you know, like they say discontinued number. We don't have this number anymore, and I don't think it will be. And maybe in Shirchat Kimon at Minhum we will have these type of people that we knew. And because we knew these people, I think these chayvas for us to do in Harbutzos HaTorah more than any other else that didn't know these people. So I want to thank everyone. I want to thank you, Rosh Shiva, that you came. I want to say that this will conclude the Shia before Pesach, the Zman before Pesach. We will start in it after Pesach again. I want to thank everyone, especially I want to thank for Rav Mendy Feder. This is your Talmud, and you could be stolz with him, proud with him. You have Talmudim like this. He's a substantial that he helps us out here in this shiur, and not only that, in Yitzhak Shem Noch Pesach he will give his own shiur, like every year he gives his own shiur, beautiful shiur here. And I want to say for everyone that thank you, and it was unwinchel, like every week I winch the people that come to learn, and to have a gesinterwoch, a mazelbikerwoch, and a tzluchedikerwoch. Rebbe Chananya ben Akasha, and Ritzke Zorche Zakas, and Zuhal, Fichach, Hibra, and Teir, Mitzvah Shnema, Adena Kuchas, and Man, Tzitka, Yagri, Teiru, and Yadri.
That means anything that minimizes the power of God.
Because then you're saying that
there's something else that can bring success besides a Kadosh Baruch. That there's some other force, whether it's you or whether it's anything else, it's the same thing.
But it's still Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, because you're saying that brought it about. You're saying there's no Kadosh Baruch, there's Mashgiach on the whole world that knows every single thing, and everything is working according to his cheshbon, that it's a denial of that's
Dukha right now. But you don't know, like,
any source that says that what? It says openly that.
Like this.
I tell you, there's an Ibn Ezra that says La Seira by in Vayikra. He says the Vayizbuk words of Chen La Seira. He says Kamisha Maimon Bohem is Zonim Achrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because he says they have powers.
But that's Seira.
Yeah, that means like
that's the traditional Avodah Zarah. This is like
you're saying what? You mean Kol Chav Yatzim Yodi means Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's that's Kochi Vesim Yadi doesn't say real Avodah Zarah. I mean, it's a denial of Hashgach.
Right.
It's a denial of Hashgach. But technically, Avodah Zarah is, like the Rambam says in the Rishonim, that it means if you believe in another force, in Spal to a Malach, or you believe in some other force, that could bring your destiny. Like the Rambam says, Tom Tiyah Mashal Lekech. But only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the Tom Tiyah Mashal Lekech is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can bring about good or bad, and that depends on your Schar Vayinish. That's really, if you think and believe in any other thing besides Schar Vayinish, you believe that's going to be responsible for your destiny, then that's
what I'm saying. So like let's say, call it Israeli military.
Is that a Varzara? I mean, that's Kfira, basically.
Yeah.
It's Kfira. I mean, the Ibn Ezra says that Kfira is worse than a Varzara.
That's
what you're looking for. There was in Shmice. People think that only Avodah Zarah is fear is worse. Because Avodah Zarah says some of the Avodah Zarah believed in God, but they didn't.
In addition.
Yeah, in addition. It says here you're denying the whole thing.
Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Nelcho nisbuchul Hashem shloshes yomim b'mitzvah."
Right.
Hashem never told him to tell him abuva meister shloshes yomim. Why couldn't he have said, "No, it's enough. We're here. We want to leave." That's 10 makas wasn't enough to give him 11 makas.
That's what the Rav
said. Why make up a, why lie to the guy?
Because, see, the Rav said that if he would have let him go, it wasn't a lie, that if he would have let him go, and like he said in the end, Gamata titein v'yadenes v'achem v'oilais, so then he would have been part of the Gula.
Why
did
he have to lie to him? Say
Shlosh Yisrael. No, that's true. It's true.
Hashem told Moshe to say Shlosh Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does it say?
It says, that's on the...
It doesn't say it was Shlosh Yisrael.
That's me.
I think it's his Obama.
No, tell Paro that you want to go love the same
Bamidbar. Yeah.
Does it say Shlosh Yisrael?
He denied the name. Paro didn't agree to
that. Did he say who made up the Shlosh Yisrael?
No, he didn't make it up, Moshe. But then he received the Nevuah. That the Nevuah told him.
Wait a minute, it doesn't say in the person.
It doesn't say everything twice, but that's what it says.
We could have told him we want to leave. It's enough. Why? I didn't understand.
No,
why lie to the guy?
No, because it gave him a chance to join. That's what the Rav said. It gave him a chance to join, to do tshuva, and to join and give his
Shlosh Yisrael. But even us.
Gamatati. Said, you bring along Zvach Valas too. And then he could become part of the Gula too. It was an opportunity for him. That's what the Rav
said. It's enough. Hashem said, "Let up going." That's it.
Where was the?
That's in Anoch Hashem Lekecha. Hold on a second.
They gave him a chance to go. He didn't want to go.
That's what the Rav answered. He gave him a chance to go. It's a good answer. It's a good answer. Yeah.
I've understood. Who made up that Shlosh Yisrael?
That's right. Okay.